Last night, many Parisians were outdoors at their beloved cafe terraces in a show of defiance. It was a campaign to reclaim those spaces after the terror attacks targeted restaurants, cafes, and a concert hall. Here's our colleague Lauren Freyer.
It was a rainy November night in Paris, but it could have been July with such crowds in the squares and street cafes. In the Place de la République, college students strummed guitar, sang, and quoted the French existentialists.
The sentence of Jean-Paul Sartre, what is it? It was winter, but inside of me I found summer. Yeah, something like that.
Adèle Piantavigna studies literature at the Sorbonne.
It's a bit silly, but we have to continue to smile and be happy and... We had a time where we were crying and it was really hard, but we have to do it like this way.
A local foodie website launched an Occupy the Bistros campaign, encouraging Parisians to repopulate their cafes after 3 days of national mourning. The call spread like wildfire over social media. Zhao Wang is a Chinese immigrant to France who heard about it on Facebook.
It's a spontaneous movement, like people to show that they are not afraid. Have more courage, and life has to continue, and we have to bring back our Parisian life.
This kind of Parisian life.
We're having a drink on a terrace at Place de la République, like we used to do.
Pierre Combray is on a first date.
It's a good way to speak about French spirit, I think, and Parisian spirit. Paris is a city of fun and party and love and terrasse, art de vivre.
Joie de vivre, the joy of life, wounded by Friday's bombs. France is the world's number one tourist destination, but arrivals are already down since the attacks. Across town, people packed into sports bars to watch a soccer game between the national teams of England and France. The English hosts broke with protocol and played the visiting team's national anthem after theirs. London's Wembley Stadium was lit up with the French tricolor, and English fans sang France's La Marseillaise. People here watched on TV with pride and joined in. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Paris.